Welcome to a new episode of the Anthony Harry Podcast. We're going to call this the Ride Home Edition because I'm quite literally driving home from my day job and I'm going to record this episode. It's going to be raw. It's going to be uncut. It's going to be honest. It's going to be like we're having a one-sided conversation in my car as I drive home, which would be like you were here with me in real life because I talk a lot. And if we were driving together, well, welcome to the show. So what are we going to talk about? Should I dwell on the fact that I postponed and put off and drug my feet, came up with every reason possible not to continue this podcast? No, I don't think that that's beneficial. I will own up to the fact, though, that the only reason shows haven't been getting done and that episodes haven't been getting posted is because of me, not because of anything else, simply because I haven't made it a priority. I covered that a little bit in detail in a previous episode, and so it's not really worth rehashing. But I'm past those excuses now, and I'm excited to be involved with doing this again. Really, what it came down to for me is I had to be honest about what I wanted to get out of this show. Like, what do I want to get out of doing a podcast? And at the end of the day, it's like an audio journal. It's like a real life accounting of my own experiences and the things that I'm trying to accomplish. And I want to share it with anyone who's interested, not because I'm going to pretend to be some kind of expert or because I have answers that you absolutely should listen to. But what I do have is a certain breadth of experience and the willingness to articulate that to somebody else because I'd like you to be successful. So if you're a person who wants to accomplish things, who wants to, especially if you want to accomplish personal goals, creative goals, things like that, then hopefully the stuff that I talk about will give you fuel for that. I'm working on an outline of different topics that I'd like to cover. I don't want to have the episodes be too long. I'm already rambling and it's going on 3 minutes. But I would like it to be topical and I'd like it to be beneficial. So if you happen to listen to this episode or any episode, I'm going to try and put this in on every single one at some area of the whole program. And just let you know that if there's a topic that you'd like to have me go into or discuss or share my viewpoint on, I'd be happy to consider it. I mean, look me up on Twitter, for example. My handle on Twitter is A as in Apple, N as in Nancy, M as in Mary, P as in Paul, H as in Henry. Or if you just type in Anthony Harry, you'll probably find me. But it's I'd like to know what you'd like to hear, so keep me posted. That or if you follow me on the Art of Anthony Harry on Facebook, you do it there. Or the best way is just to become a patron on Patreon. All of these are made possible by patrons at the end of the day. People who support my work either by being a patron on Patreon, purchasing commissions. It all gets invested back into allowing the time to do content, no matter what type of content it is. And patreon.com/AnthonyHarry with no space in between my two names is, that's the URL. By all means, look me up on there. So that's 4 minutes of just running off at the mouth. I'd like to keep the episodes to around 15 minutes. Seems to work out well. Gives you a short breath of information to consume and hopefully something to reply to. So the thing that I am going to ramble about on my drive home today is the value of perception. Perception is what kept me from doing my podcast for a long time. The concern of, do people even like it? Because when you're someone who produces something and you're not necessarily being compensated for it, the reward for the effort that you put in becomes purely the reaction of those who would be your audience. So if you're going to work, say you have an office job or a day job or anything like that, or even if you're a creative person and you create your art, people buy your art, And right there, you get a reward, a compensation, an acknowledgement for what you brought to the table. And there's a value in that. When you're doing things freelance or self-initiating like I do, the question then becomes, is anybody even paying attention? And you wonder, because hopefully somebody's paying attention. So that became a concern for me. With everything that I was working on, I was really finding myself perplexed by the concept that I might just be screaming into the void. I might just be screaming out into nothing and nobody's paying attention. And when I thought about that at the end of the day, so what? There has to be an establishment of value that I put on the work on my own. If I don't see value in it, nobody else is going to see value in it. And that, my friends, is perception 101. It doesn't matter the context either. It could be a podcast. It could be a comic that we're working on. It could be our marriage. If we don't put value on it, to have value inherently into the work that we're doing, then anyone else involved or affected by our efforts is not going to see that value either. So let's take current events for a moment. Right now, the world is confronted with a pandemic. It's undeniable. Hundreds of people, thousands of people worldwide have either died or have at the very least been affected by the coronavirus. I live in Minnesota in the United States. It's literally the center of the continent for the most part. Some people would argue that Winnipeg in Canada is the center, but Rod can keep his opinion to himself. I just hope he listens to this episode and hears that. Anyways, it's affecting us. My day job is, what I do for a day job to pay my mortgage and my bills is I work a job that is in the healthcare industry. So I have an interesting perspective when it comes to things like this and how it's playing out on the world scene. And there is a serious lack of proper perspective overall. There are a lot of people who are panicking. We've all seen the social media posts. That is, if you're listening to this episode in real time. We've all seen the news media and the social media posts tracking the fact that shelves are empty. Toilet paper's gone. Sanitizer's gone. Basic cleanliness supplies have been hoarded and bought in mass supply. There's that guy, I think he's in Kentucky. He hoarded a bunch of stuff and then he wanted to hack the prices up, get it super high, and try and make a profit off of this scenario. And instead, what happened is he got tracked down. The attorney general in the state found his stinking garage that he was keeping stuff in. Then they confiscated his stuff, and it's going to be donated to people who need it. And there's this interesting, people's response and their perception in regards to this pandemic and everything else seem to be the culmination? I'm saying that wrong. But for a long time, we've been seeing this sort of generational battle between older people and millennials and even people younger. You got these okay boomer cats out there that are saying stuff. And they're bringing that angst and that separatist mentality into this now very real thing. It's no longer an argument about who can get a job or can I not afford to eat at Applebee's or whatever the perception might be in the discussion. Now it's a matter of you could get sick and your loved ones could get sick. And that illness, if not handled appropriately or if their body is not equipped to resist it, they could die. And there's no joke in that. There's no separation in that. It I don't know, I take the idea of mortality and death, like, very seriously. And the perception that people are taking of just, oh, I'm not worried about it, it's not going to affect me, so I'm not worried about it, that's disheartening, to say the least. And yet, their perception's going to change once it actually impacts them. And that's the sad part, is not so much that people want to be arrogant and disconnected, because humans have been arrogant and disconnected for generations. But now this is a virus that is spreading around the entire world. It's affecting everyone from Australia to the United States and everywhere in between. And at some point, somebody's going to be affected. Maybe they don't get sick. Maybe they get the virus and they never have symptoms, because that seems to be happening. Or someone close to them gets the virus and loses their life because of it, or has to live the rest of their life with the repercussions that's directly connected with having contracted the virus. And once that happens, much like any other argument in life, whether it's disabilities, people with addiction problems, people who might be in the LGBTQ community and they're historically, their family was not supportive of that at all, and then all of a sudden they had a son or daughter or really close loved one that came out to them, and now it matters because they have skin in the game, man. They have something to care about, and so they become an advocate for change because their perspective has changed. And what would be nice is, because we are, as the human creature, so perceptive and so able to consider things that we aren't being directly confronted with. I mean, just look at all the media and news and entertainment that we consume. We can easily wrap our head around fiction and appreciate it and even become passionate about it. If we could take that same level of investment and apply it to our perception when it comes to things like community health and the coronavirus, could have a major change on how things operate within the world that we live in. And beyond that, that same growth mentality, which is really what it comes down to, having a growth mentality, being able to cognitively realign our thinking and our perception, to fully adopt that, is going to equip us with the ability to embrace change at a level that can never be given to us by an external source. And to embrace change is to equip ourselves for the highest level of success, because there is no real success or accomplishment without change and without sacrifice and without the investment and hard work that comes with obtaining and reaching something that we've never had before. And the coronavirus, ironically, is presenting us with an opportunity to obtain something that we've never had before. Not truly. It's giving us the opportunity in our advanced society as we stand now to approach life with a worldview, not a separatist, nationalistic, I'm here, you're there, you know, we're not the same sort of thinking, but to recognize that as humans, we are all a part of the human family. And yes, we may appreciate, say, living in the country that we live in more than the perception we might have of possibly living in another country, but the humans over there are still part of the human family. And if the choices we make and the way we handle ourselves can be governed by that rather than by the pursuit of money or the pursuit of power, but are instead governed by the ideal that if we make this sound, wise, thoughtful, loving investment of how we approach things like a pandemic of all things, we could find ourselves truly being a human family. And that would be an interesting perspective to have. So that's it. That's 15 minutes. I really appreciate you listening. By all means, tell me what you think. Tell me if you agree or disagree. I like to be challenged. I want to understand things better, and perhaps something I said in this podcast is lacking. Help me understand, help me grow as a person, because really that's why I'm doing this podcast. It's a journal of my growth and my exploration of being the best Anthony that I can be, and hopefully I'm able to give you something that'll help you become the best version of yourself that you can be at the same time. I'm not going to make a promise on when the next episode's going to be. I'm just going to say I'm going to do that baby soon. And I look forward to coming back to you for another episode of the Anthony Harry Podcast. Thank you so much. I'm really glad you were here.